How has the PE curriculum evolved since you started here 22 years ago?
Well, it's really, there's some basics. I think I talked a little bit earlier about how the fact that there's, at different levels, there's different motor skills that we want kids to know. At the later levels, we get into more sports-based. You know, teachers are teaching actual sports like basketball, football, how to manage those that equipment. At the primary end, we do a lot more with motor planning and large gross motor activities. And really, I think at the beginning stages, at the primary level, we want to teach cooperative, being able to follow directions, cooperative games. We want to do a lot of, we do a lot of tag-based games where we vary it up a lot with different rules. And then we really want them to be able to safely plan the direction they're moving. Because when they're really young, they're not thinking about that necessarily. And so at recess, it translates to more falls and more crashes and things like that. So we try to do in PE a lot more directed learning towards planning your motor pathway. Is there a clear path? And some kids really have a lot of issues with that, surprisingly enough.
How much creative control do you get over the curriculum? Because I know the district sets the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
I
have a lot of, that's one of the things I like about teaching in Urbana, is that we do have a lot of options for creativity. That can be a double-edged sword, though.
Well, because the way PE is taught here might be totally different mm-hmm. the way it's taught at, let's say, Leo.
Right. And so we are, it depends on your staff. It depends on their commitment to things. It depends on, like I said, equipment budgets are pretty much the same, although I imagine some principals are better at being creative than others. And we also have an after-school program here, so we get a bit of a budget from them to help replace things because they use our PE equipment too after school. So we get, I'm not sure if every school gets that. I'm assuming if they don't have an after-school program, they don't. Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit more wear on our tools and toys, but we also get a little bit of a budget to kind of start replacing. And then back a few years ago, it's probably been a good 7 or 8 years, there was a grant for if you had a student that moved here from Mississippi or Louisiana after Katrina, after the hurricane, we had a really nice sizable budget for PE equipment that just kind of popped out of nowhere from the federal government. And so we did a huge buy then.
Did you have some students?
Yes, we had. I think we only had two, which was amazing that any school that was touched by Katrina, by having a refugee, had that money available to them. Mm-hmm. And that was just like a total windfall, which was wonderful.
How much was that worth?
Oh, that's a good question. It was a couple thousand dollars, which we never get.
For
you know.
Students.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, and you just never see that kind of, government help usually. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And it was targeted at PE equipment, which was really interesting.
So how much time do each of them?
We have the half-hour blocks several times a week, and then we have outdoor time. Everyone's required to do some recess breaks as well. And we have lunch. They have the last half of their lunch hour is an outdoor break or some sort of a break, depending on the weather, but it's usually an outdoor break.
Okay.
And then we have supervisors that supervise that.
So it's typically like a half an hour each time. How many days mm-hmm. of the week is that?
Well, we have five days of the recess breaks, and then I have three half-hour segments.
But during the week.
During the week, most people have between two and three, okay. depending on when they've plugged in.
The teachers do go through some additional training, mm-hmm. not just from when they went to college, but from the University of Illinois, from, other groups in town. Can you talk about that? How often does that sort of training happen?
It tends to come up about every 2 to 3 years, where there'll be things offered that we have our midwinter conference options, and we have grade level meetings monthly, where if we have a concern, we can bring that to that grade level meeting. Then you've got everybody from that same grade level working together in the same room. And so we've addressed things there, like if people need ideas or if they want to get some decisions on, what are we going to try to cover as a first grade in the district, those are when those subjects are brought up.
If the school district ever said, we're going to start hiring PE teachers, you don't need to do this anymore, would you feel relief or would you feel some disappointment?
It'd be mixed for me. I think I'd feel very relieved and that would be one more thing that I don't have to plan for. Obviously, it'd lighten my load a little bit. But I think I'd still be activity-based. So I think I would make up for that, you know, make up for my loss of PE. But I have a feeling if we hired PE teachers that they would be happy to have us, you know, involved. So I don't really think it would be like I'd have to relinquish that completely, but that it would be a person that's focused more on the physical activity. Because we've got, you know, there's different levels. There's the kinesthesiology piece of it, which is your actual physical activity. And then there's the health and, you know, we talk about our heart rate and we talk about our burning that. Getting those muscles moving and burning that those calories. And so we also do a nutrition unit. So we would need to work really well together with a PE teacher to make sure all that is sort of heard over and over again by the kids. And I see that would be, I mean, that would be really great. I can't deny that. I would love to have a PE teacher. But knowing we're in the state of Illinois and knowing where we've put our budgetary, where we put what we want, you know, we've made this a priority the way we have it at this point. If money comes available, I think it would be a strong possibility that it would happen.
Are you thinking you're going to see more schools around the state do what?
I'm wondering with what's going on at the state level with cuts that more will relinquish that because either arts or PE get cut. I mean, it's sad. And those are two of the most important things that we can do for our children to differentiate and give kids success.